Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
And this Martin Luther King tournament is just about back on schedule after getting a 10-minute late start in the game prior to this one. Again, Dunlap easily defeated Rockford East 71-38. And in a couple of other games prior to this, Galesburg a winner over Dunlap a little over a week and a half ago, 62-50. This Manuka team that the Streaks are about to play lost to Maine South 40-26, and Warren defeated Rockford East 79-61. Silver Streaks will go with what's become the usual starting five with no Grant Gibson, no Joe Williams. Cody Hawthorne got the start last night against Rock Island, but Kevonte Shaw will get the start here this afternoon for the Silver Streaks, wearing those smoky gray uniforms with the black and gold trim up the side that we like so much. Galesburg wins the tip on the left side. This is J.J. Range. Up top it goes to Ethan Meeker. Now back to J.J. on the left wing. Fakes right, drives left to the low blaze line. Cut off there, skips it back out to Shaw at the top of the arc. Kevonte to the high post, pump fakes. Now he'll shoot the 15-footer, and it bounces off the glass and drops through. Well, already we're seeing an improvement from last night's offense.
Started very slow. It never really did heat up, but
it lets pass. Deflected away, and the Silver Streaks force a turnover on the Indians' first possession. Driving down to the left baseline, Meeker had the ball knocked out of his hands by Nick Clemens, a 6'3 junior. And now Ethan will inbound to the right of the basket. Slaps the ball, looking, gets it into Devin Ross. 18 feet away, gets it into Thompson, has the ball knocked away from the backside, and now Manuka steals away the Silver Streaks on the opposite end. Johnny Butler, the sophomore, drives, kicks it back out to Larry Roberts up top. They swing it around left over to Nick Clemens on the wing. Now back up top, faking a three. Johnny Butler bounces it right side into the corner, and a step-back shot by Roberts is off the rim, just inside the arc, and Eric Thompson rebounds on the weak side. Quickly, a fake by Kevonte. Left wing, drives it all the way in with a right hand for the basket. Pump fake got his man to bite on it. Kevonte takes it to the hole, and the Streaks lead 4-0. Blake Parzich to the left side. Kicks it back out to Roberts. Steps inside the arc right back to Parzich. He's got range behind him, but Parzich didn't take it strong to the basket. Then he rebounded his own miss, put it back up and in.
Probably won't be able to say that about Parzich very often. He's a big, strong kid. He had to be a football player.
Devin drives, pull-up jumper from the right side. Misses from about 12 feet away. Larry Roberts with the rebound for Manuka. Back come the Indians. On the outside, Johnny Butler. Bounce pass in the lane. Turnaround jumper. Nice position by Joe Butler down low, and he gets it up and in with the right hand. We're tied at 4.
Well, these kids might as well get used to seeing each other, because everybody except J.J. Range will be playing each other at this time next year. All these juniors and some sophomores out there right now.
Yeah, we talked about in the pregame how young Manuka was in the Silver Streaks. Of the 6 players who played last night, Range was the only senior. Intercepted pass. Range tried to skip it up top across the side. Johnny Butler got in there, took it away. Now Manuka looking for its first lead of the game. This is Parzich up top. Streaks give him plenty of room to shoot from that far away. Instead, they pass it away. Here's Clemens driving inside the free throw line. Shot goes in and out. Eric Thompson with the rebound, coming off 17 rebounds last night. He's got 2 already here. Devin Ross up top, right side to Ethan. Ethan fakes right. Spin move at the free throw line and travels with it. And 3 turnovers for the Silver Streaks. After just 6 last night, the entire game in that intense battle with Rock Island, they've already given it away 3 times here in not even 3 minutes of the first quarter.
Yeah, and you can already tell, and it's human nature. They're just not as stoked up to play this game. And then I don't think there's any magic words that Mike Reynolds could probably say. Once they break a sweat, get it going, get the competition going, I think you'll see them heat up.
I think you had stepped away in our pregame interview with Mike Reynolds. He said, you know, you don't prove you're an elite team in games like last night. He said, with 4,000 people in the gym, he said, anybody can come out and play great and play hard and play intense. He said it's games like this one where you prove you're an elite team. 4-4 is the early tie here. We're just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Johnny Butler curls around from the right inside the free throw line, creates a shot with a left hand, ducking underneath, and he gets the friendly roll around the rim, and Manuka has scored six straight to take a two-point lead. Shaw on the outside. He's the only one who's scored for the streak so far. Devin Ross between the circles, working his way right toward the scoring table. Now they swing it back left into the corner to J.J. J.J. around the arc to the free throw line. Shaw shoots a 16-footer short. Rebound Demetrius Mims into the game for the Indians. Drives it into the front court quickly with a left hand, now backs away. Skip pass right side under the elbow to Roberts, trying to drive on range. Reverse direction with the dribble. Can't shake him free, so he passes it away to Johnny Butler, the sophomore. Johnny is the sophomore. Joe, the big man down low, is the junior. Johnny creates a shot on the inside, gets it dropped through, and that forces a Galesburg timeout with the Indians scoring eight straight points to take a four-point lead.
Obviously, we're not going to be allowing Johnny Butler to do that all game, or we're not going to win today, because he's just going into the lane, that left-hander, a little head-and-shoulder fake, gets men up in the air and drops in the basket. That's been too easy.
Yeah, and especially watching Rock Island get some penetration to get some shots close to the basket in the second half last night. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's exactly what the message here is in the first quarter. The message here might be from Coach Mike Reynolds. You guys going to wake up and start playing here or what?
Yeah, we got four early, but then we've missed a couple of shots. We've had the three turnovers, and our defense has not been very sharp at all. So a little wake-up call probably being addressed there right now, and I would look for the Silver Streaks to put it together here.
Interesting, isn't it? I thought from what Coach Scott Kanaka was telling you in the pregame how much his team looks forward to this tournament. The getaway, obviously, mm-hmm. the activities, the camaraderie they can build, and the things that they do not only on the court but then away from the court with the bowling and the movies and hanging around in the hotel room. I thought that was an interesting perspective that's good for people in Galesburg to hear that you know, people come down here, spend a weekend, and really enjoy it.
Well, and I know that Coach Lavorato of Maine South will probably tell us the same thing. They like to do that as well, especially, you know, all the things they've got to do in the suburbs.
A backdoor lob from Ross, and they couldn't quite get the timing down with Eric Thompson, who misses the dunk. The long rebound out to Larry Roberts, and back we go. Well-designed play coming out of the timeout. They don't execute. And now Manuka with a three at the opposite end by Joe Butler. Manuka's taken an 11-4 lead here in the first quarter, 3.5 minutes to play.
Yeah, five-point swing there, and that's starting to get a little serious for the Streaks now.
Devin down the lane with a right hand. His floater goes in and out. It's been a tough shooting weekend for Devin. Joe Butler with the rebound as Manuka tries to build the lead here. They've scored 11 straight as we approach the three-minute mark of quarter number one. Kent Hudson, a 6'2 senior. We got a foul away from the ball, I believe. They're going to call that on Shaw, his first, and the first team foul in the game.
No, that's a foul that would not have been called in the first half of last night's game. They really let him play.
On the inbound to Joe Butler, Streaks lost him defensively, and then he missed the baby hook from the baseline, and a good box out by Shaw to come up with a rebound. Streaks dodge a bullet there, just a miss by the Indians. On the right side, Ross. Here's Meeker, still hasn't taken a shot. Tries to go down the left side of the lane. That's clogged. It gives way to J.J. Range. Three straight scoreless quarters in last night's game against Rocky for Meeker. He'll fire a three here. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound batted around in the lane on the floor. Shaw gets it for the Silver Streaks. Another crack at it. Down seven in the lane. Shot by Ross is off the back of the rim. Rebound Cody Hawthorne. He'll kick it out to Cavante. Drives the lane. Dishes off to Ross. Easy layup.
To work awfully hard to get that basket. Three tries at it, but at least we did keep the ball alive long enough to finally make a shot after missing six in a row. And a three down on the other end, and the Nook is looking good early.
This time it's Larry Roberts who drains it, and it's 14-6. Manuka building on its biggest lead. We approach the two-minute mark of the first quarter. Ross gives way to Meeker. Say about a little pep talk I overheard Mike Reynolds giving to Ethan Meeker this morning. Here's Ross working it away back to the top of the circle. Squeeze that in when we can. J.J. fakes left, drives right, leaves it off underneath to Hawthorne, up and in. It was well defended, but Cody Strong in the low blocks got it up over his man for the bank shot, and the Streaks back within six. Stepping into a three, Joe Butler on the opposite end. Missed it. Long rebound goes out to a flat-footed Nick Clemens. Manuka by six, 1.5 minutes to go first quarter. Joe Butler on the left side. Up top it goes to Demetrius Mims. Backing away, guarded by Meeker. Now bounces it back into the midcourt to Larry Roberts. Manuka very patient offensively. They don't mind taking time off the clock. They don't mind playing a game in the 30s if they have to. Down low, Joe Butler trying to coast his man up, and he leaves it off for Kent Hudson for the lay-in. Picking apart the Silver Streaks defensively here in the first quarter.
Well, Eric Thompson not in the game right now. He, last night, erased a lot of shots that Rock Island tried to put up in there, but he's not there to block shots at the moment.
Devin to the right side gives it off to J.J. Steps inside the arc. 17-footer is off the mark. Rebound by Kent Hudson. Manuka controlling everything statistically, and now J.J. gets over into the middle jerseys of Manuka, gets a hand on the ball, and it's last touch by Manuka going out of bounds, just their second turnover.
Yeah, and so far this is the game that we feared might happen. Last night we didn't shoot well, but still competed. Today we're still not shooting well without our two main guns, Gibson and Williams. The rest of the team's going to have to find a way to put the ball in the basket here in the rest of the season. Right now it's not looking real good.
Up top to Meeker, down the left side, gives it away to Shaw. Fakes a three, now draws a double team on the baseline, reverses back to Ethan in the corner. Meeker moves right, trying to lose his man, driving into the lane, draws contact, runs into a man. They're going to call a foul on the floor against the Indians.
And Johnny Butler doing a heck of a job, though, on Meeker. He is not giving Ethan an inch to breathe.
First foul of the game on Manuka will be against Blake Parzich, their big 6'4 junior in the middle. Ross will inbound from the right of the basket. Range trying to get free, cutting to the basket. Boy, even getting the ball in has been a challenge for the Silver Streaks. They finally do up top to Shaw. Now Ross has it in the left corner. Tries to drive the baseline. Cut off there. Swings it back out to Meeker. Around the arc we go, right side over to Range. J.J. will dribble left, found an opening in the lane, drives in, draws contact, gets a shot up and in. Nice job by J.J. inside the free throw line. Galesburg down 6, under 10 seconds to go first quarter.
Really tough shot by J.J. Nice to get a bucket that trip.
Johnny Butler, top of the arc, three is well off the mark. J.J. chases down the rebound. That's the end of the first quarter. 16-10 Manuka after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
The money seems to come out of nowhere.
$200 in cash.
Kim Woodkirk of Galesburg, our first cash winner for wearing the purple WGIL button.
You couldn't have come at a better time. I'm going to go shopping.
Congratulations to our $200 button winner from WGIL.
Thank you very much, WGIL. Go spend some money.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Yem Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Chrysler Jeep Dodge, and Ram at Bates Collision Center or at Arby's in Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
End of the first quarter at John Thiel Gymnasium. Manuka leads the Galesburg Silver Streaks 16-10. I think, Jim, the Streaks have to like this pace. I mean, Manuka's on pace to score, what, in the 60s? I think the Streaks would be happy with that pace. Manuka would not. But yeah, they're still winning by six, so I guess they're going to be happy with that pace under those circumstances.
Well, yeah, and I think 3 weeks ago I would have said, yeah, but I'm not sure we can play that many teams in the 60s. There are times where we'll score that many, but after losing Joe and Grant, I'm not sure maybe we aren't better off playing teams a little bit slower.
Quick pass down low right side, reversing into the opposite side of the lane, and a miss by Joe Butler right under the basket. Eric Thompson back into the game at the quarterback with his third rebound. Here's J.J. to the high post. Mike Reynolds even commented last night, you know, with those guys, we are a team in the 60s or 70s. And now here's an illegal screen set by Cody Hawthorne. We'll turn it over for the Silver Streaks, his first foul. But he said, you know, now we may be a team in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, which isn't as exciting a basketball, but when you win, you just do it however you can. And this team can definitely play defense, and that's what the coaches always say. Even when shots aren't going down, you can still play defense and keep yourself in it.
Outside three by Larry Roberts is off the rim, but again, another clean look. They get two chances at it. Here comes, no, now Meeker strips the ball out of Joe Butler's hands. Otherwise, it would have been a fourth shot at the basket there. Two of them right inside. On the right side, Ross pulls up from 17 feet, short, and a good box out by Nick Clemens to prevent Thompson from coming down with a rebound. Not sure, so sure I wouldn't like to see Devin penetrate a little bit more. He steps inside the arc and fires up, which is okay. I'm not saying that's a bad shot, but I feel like he's doing it too often. I feel like he needs to get to the basket a little more.
Yeah, well, with his long arms, he's able to reach that ball up and score, so you're right. Nice job by Eric Thompson back in the game, a block down low, and a low seam him back in the lane. It solidifies things and doesn't make things nearly as easy for Manuka as they had it there in the first quarter when he was out.
16-10 Indians. We played a minute here in the second quarter. Up top, this is Larry Roberts. Now another, they tried to go back door, and then the pop-up layup wouldn't go, and the second follow by Blake Karzic does.
Well, we are just asleep right now on defense inside.
18-10 Indians. J.J. has the ball stripped away from him. Streaks trying to attack. Manuka comes away with it anyway. In transition, behind the back and through the lane, and a travel called. Fourth turnover by the Indians, who still lead by eight here. Gillsburg got an early 4-0 lead. Been outscored 18-6 since then.
Interesting, Coach Tanaka seeing his team was playing a conference game but had their mind on Gillsburg. And traditionally, in our focus has always been the conference night, and we're worried that we won't be focused on this. I mean, a completely different approach.
Yeah.
The coach is telling us about the way their kids are looking at this weekend.
Here's Cavante. Created an opening down the lane. It looked like he lost the grip on the ball on the way up and went hard off the backboard. Joe Butler gets it right back after the pass right side. Waits for his man to go past him. Lays it up and in. And that forces another Gillsburg timeout. Mike Reynolds, with his hands on his hips, comes out with his hands out in front of him. Takes a few minutes to, or a few seconds to talk to the officials. 20-10. Streaks down 10. 6:04 to go in the first half. You're listening to Gillsburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Gillsburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
WGIL congratulates Eileen Mansfield of Gillsburg, who won $100 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Gillsburg Radio 14.
6:04 to play in the first half. Folks in the gym here, coaching staff, broadcasters, kids on the bench waiting for their team to wake up, I think. Yeah. Down by 10.
Yeah, well, and this is, you know, kind of what we had feared. Other teams are going to make life so difficult on Ethan Meeker. We've got to have other guys step up and score because he's just not going to get many shots.
Devin curls around from the right side of the wing down to the low blocks, and Johnny Butler right on top of him the whole way, and maybe some of the talking Mike Reynolds was doing with the officials before taking advantage of meeting with his kids in that timeout. Maybe that paid off with that foul call there. Meeker on the inbound. It's deflected right back, and Ethan gets out of the way, letting the ball go out of bounds. Heads-up play there, not to let the ball touch him, and the Streaks will hang on to it. Now Ross will inbound to the left of the basket, throws it way out high to J.J. I don't know how J.J. got as high as he did to prevent that ball from going into the backcourt.
Very athletic play by Range.
Now Ross comes all the way out to the midcourt circle to take the pass. Hesitation drive, spin move in the lane. Baby one-hand, right-hand shot won't go down. Comes up short off the rim and out of bounds. Devin's had a tough shooting weekend. Ethan's had a tough shooting weekend when he can get off a shot. See, I didn't write it down. I had Devin Ross like 3-for-17 from the field last night. He's 1-for-6 here in this game. Other end, Manuka takes it strong to the basket with Johnny Butler with his third basket of the game. And it's 22-10 Manuka by a dozen with 5:20 to go in the first half.
They're just attacking the basket with reckless abandon, and we really don't seem to be able to stop it.
Meeker gets tripped up in the lane. Off-balance shot goes off the back of the rim. Here comes Manuka with the rebound, and now the Streaks get back defensively and prevent a runout.
We're in danger of getting blown out on our home court here if we don't pick it up pretty quick.
Yeah, because Manuka won't be in any hurry to score. They can build a big enough lead. They'll be happy to take a lot of time off the clock once we get deep into the second half.
Well, they're just playing with so much confidence right
sure.
now. It seems like they're all fearless to attack the basket. They don't seem to respect Gillsburg at all right now.
They don't look like an 8-10 team playing a 17-1 team, do they? Nick Clemens misses a jumper at the opposite end. Streaks come down with a rebound. Quickly, Meeker into a three. That one's off the mark. Quick shot by the Streaks. Ball batted out of bounds on the rebound. Last touched apparently by Clemens. And the Streaks will get another chance at it.
Galesburg 5 of 17 from the field, so the shooting woes continue again without Gibson and Williams, who accounted for over 30 points a game. And again, as we've talked, you got guys like Ross, who just not really accustomed to having to be a big scorer, and he's just going to have to find a way eventually to become that.
Meeker on the inbound for three off the back of the rim, and the rebound chased down by Darius Sammons into the game. Now Meeker up top, left side over to Devin Ross. Drives baseline, gets cut off there, tries to leave it off in the lane. Quick shot by Sammons, won't go. Rebound put back by Thompson is off the rim. And finally, Butler controls for Manuka. So the Streaks getting some cracks at it, but just not finding the way to get the ball down through the hoop. Now here's a turnover at the opposite end. Can they get the run out? Manuka back defensively, forces Ross to miss in the lane. Rebound chased down by Shaw. Jump stop, runs into a man, turns it over.
Well, it seems like we're just throwing the ball up at the basket. I haven't really seen a guy truly shoot the ball in probably the last six shots. We just throw it up in the general direction of the rim, and not many of those are going to go down. And Streaks are now 5 of 20.
And Mike Reynolds with a strategic technical foul call with the official standing right in front of him on the sideline. He's going crazy. And he gets the technical foul called, so that puts Manuka at the line. They had the ball anyway, so it doesn't take an offensive possession away from the Streaks. But Mike's not seeing it from his players, so he's trying to lift some energy back into this gymnasium with that technical foul right there. Larry Roberts misses the first free throw.
Yeah, so basically this technical, the worst it's going to cost us is 1 point, and it does.
Well, and then they'll get the ball back here. So.
But they had the ball. Like you said, they had it anyway.
Right.
So.
Yep. So it's a 13-point Manuka lead, 23-10. I got the Streaks 0 for 9 this quarter. Is that right?
Yeah. Now we're 5 for 21.
On the inbound into the backcourt to Demetrius Mims.
Well, and this we can't go to the bench and call on anybody that's a scorer. Again, you know, we used to be able to bring Shaw off the bench and maybe he'd light it up. Well, now he's starting, and so our lack of bench play is also coming into play.
Manuka nearly turns it over with a bounce pass to no one. A nice job by Larry Roberts to chase it down and save it from going into the backcourt. Under 3.5 minutes to go, first half, Streaks down by 13. Nick Clemens on a hesitation drive to the left side, got a step on Meeker, and Galesburg gets a hand in there. Ross came from the backside down low, poked it away. Manuka just outplaying the Silver Streaks right now in all aspects of the game. Their defense has been terrific. It's been everything the Streak can do just to even get off a clean shot here in this first half. Meeker is 0 for 4. Ross is 1 for 7. Shaw made his first two, hasn't made since. Here's Johnny Butler driving on the right side, cut off there by Sammons. So they'll get it back to the outside to Nick Clemens. Leaning in on Meeker at the free throw line. Ethan saw it coming. He reached down, stole it away. With a layup, a 1-on-3. Shot goes down as it hung on the back of the rim, and he gets fouled for a chance at a 3-point play.
Well, even in a breakout, Meeker ran into traffic. He
sure
just got guys all over him all the time, and he had one on each side and found a way to get that ball up and in while he got fouled.
First basket for Ethan Meeker since the first quarter of the Rock Island game last night. So he'd gone four straight scoreless quarters, and he's standing there shaking his head in frustration that just nothing coming easy. The Streak's down 11, just over 3 minutes to go in the first half, and the free throw is short. The free throws did not come easy for the Silver Streaks last night either.
You mentioned Mike Reynolds talking to him. I noticed as they were warming up, Harley Nosher went over and admonished him a little bit, had his hands on his shoulders, I think probably talking to him about, hey, don't worry about that shot at the end of the game last night. You're a really good player, a good young man, and I just know that's the way Harley does things. He breathes some life into Ethan there.
Well, that was the message from Mike, which I said will work in, and still trying to find the right moment to do it. Up top, Shaw gets an open three. It's off the back of the rim, and he backed away from the shot instead of following it. So the long rebound came out to Joe Butler, and they get a run out at the other end with a transition by Clemens. 25-12. Galesburg down 13. Meeker on the left side. Sammons to the right side, over to Ross on the wing. Devin to the free throw line, high post extended, missed the shot. Rebound, Shaw deflects it back out to Meeker. Ethan drives, dishes off, right side, Ross penetrates this time and takes it all the way to the hoop. 25-14, Galesburg down 11. 4 points in the game for Devin Ross. Left side on the dribble, Butler cut off. He'll bring it back up top to Joe Butler. Right side, driving in. Clemens was able to take it almost all the way, and then he left it off underneath for Kent Hudson. And Shaw wisely from the backside slapped it out of his hands and drew the foul. Otherwise, it was an easy layup.
Yeah, he started to drag that toe. I thought he was going to get a traveling call, but he got rid of the ball just before that pivot foot moved, and so now we got free throws coming.
So the story on Ethan Meeker, as I'm standing down waiting to talk to Mike Reynolds for our pregame interview, is Hudson misses the first free throw.
Let's foul him some more.
Yeah.
That was a horrible free throw.
I hear Mike say to Ethan, don't listen to any of that stuff. And I know Ethan's on Twitter, and I think that's where it was coming from. He had seen some comments posted about Twitter, probably some people, you know, getting excited about blocking his shot at the end of last night's game, as Hudson indeed misses both. Here's Thompson at the free throw line, out to Devin Ross. Streaks down 11 with a minute and a half to go in the first half. And Mike said, don't listen to that stuff. Here's Ethan for three. That's off the back of the rim. And the comment was, you're the best player within 100 miles here. Said, are you going to miss some shots? Yes. Are you going to make 85% of your shots? No. Then don't worry about that one last night.
Yeah.
He said, give him credit for a good defensive play, and let's move on.
Well, it might be a rough transition, but actually losing Joe and Grant may make Ethan a better player by the time he graduates, because he's just being forced to, you know, sooner than he wants, but to get out of his comfort zone and be the overall team leader, whereas before he could kind of lay back and just be one of the ingredients.
Well, look at the 8 rebounds he picked up last night.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, only 5 points, that's too bad, but 8 rebounds, that was a huge part of the game last night. And now Kevonte Shaw has just picked up his 3rd foul, guarding the dribble out high out on the wing, so he's going to have to go to the bench with 4 points. Cody Hawthorne back in to replace him, just over a minute to go, second quarter. 25-14 Minooka on the inbound. Larry Roberts deep into the backcourt on a high pass to Joe Butler, who skies for it. Now he's working it across midcourt against Hawthorne, trying to drive it all the way, leaves it off through the lane, right through the hands of Hudson, stolen away by JJ to the opposite end. A hesitation drive by Ross to the baseline, now leaves it into the corner for Meeker. Drives with the right hand up and off the glass, and a blocking foul, and a great job by Meeker to change the direction in the air with his body to avoid the charge, and gets a chance at a 3-point play.
Yeah, Ethan really winded as he tugs on those shorts just outside of the free throw line, but his couple of baskets here have been key, and Minooka has had a chance to even spread this lead more and hasn't done it, so the Silver Streaks hoping to hold them off here the final 45 seconds and go in down less than double digits.
8-point game, 25-17, as Meeker makes the free throw to finish off the 3-point play, 35 seconds to go first half. On the outside, Hudson, who drew the foul, holding the ball, now starts to dribble right, gives it off to Demetrius Mims. Fakes out Meeker, drives to the bounce,
yes,
and then leaves it away for Devin Ross to steal it away. Ross saw that one coming pretty well. Now Meeker's going to step into a long three and got it! From way downtown with 18 seconds to go, suddenly the Streaks are within 5 with 13 seconds to play.
Exactly what Coach Tanaka did not want to happen. The Streaks caught fire just before halftime. Let's get a stop here.
6 seconds to go. Mims steps back. He'll shoot the three. Looks good, and it is. And that's the end of the first half. 28-20, Minooka gets that three back, takes an 8-point lead into the locker room. We'll come back, take a look at the first half statistics, talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. 28-20 Minooka at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
Wear a button, win some cash.
My name's Eric, and I'm at Galesburg High School. Also, a WGIL button spotter, and who did I find today?
Kim Woodkirk from Galesburg, Illinois.
$200 in cash. Brand new $100 bills, and they couldn't have come at a better time. Go spend some money. We're going to go shopping.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Compton Accounting in Altoona and at Liberty Tax Service in Galesburg.
Thank you very much, WGIL.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Here at John Field Gymnasium, thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Chris LeGros, our broadcast engineer. Hasn't been a pretty first half, certainly, for the Silver Streaks. Down 28-20 here at the half. Galesburg defensively gives up only 48 points a game. They're on pace to give up nearly 60 here, trailing 28-20. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg girls winners over Peoria earlier today, 71-62. Silver Streaks will be back on the air with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson coming up this afternoon at 2:40 for the pregame against Normal U-High as Coach Evan Massey's girls King tournament continues there. Earlier today here in the boys' tournament, it was Dunlap over Rockford East 71-38. Here at the half, Galesburg trails 28-20. Coach Mike Reynolds said in the pregame, you don't prove you're an elite team in games like last night against Rock Island. You prove it the following day in games like this one against Minooka. Streak's not looking very elite here in the first half, Jim.
No, not at all. But you get two halves of basketball, and we've got a lot of things working against us right now. Our shooting has left a lot to be desired, although encouraging that Ethan
and our
Meeker,
shot selection has left a lot to be desired at times.
Sure.
But go ahead.
At least Meeker started to catch a little fire there at the end of the half, so hopefully he can continue that in. But we've got some foul trouble at Cavante Shaw, and we've got a Minooka team that's pretty hard to defend. There are three guys out there that are hurting us, and especially we've got to stop the penetration by their guards, which is making openings for their the bigger players underneath. So, a lot of things yet to be solved, but down just eight. You know, when we were down double figures, I thought if we can get it under double figures going into the locker room, you got to still feel like we've got a good shot here. Again, these are going to be a lot of the type of games we play without a lot of our scoring punch. Just get used to this.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our halftime statistics as Cook Shulwan is performing here to the entertainment of the folks here at the John Field Gymnasium. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
It's hard for me to keep focused on what I'm doing. I really like watching the Kuksuawan kids. It's just fascinating what a great job they do and the shape that they're in out there. Halftime, you got Galesburg shooting 32%. We had to hit three of our last four shots to get to that point. 9 of 28 from the field. Minooka, 50%. They're 12 of 24. Rebounds, let's see. 8, 6 for Galesburg, 14.
I got them for 14.
All right. And for Minooka, looks like 13 and 5, 18.
Okay. I had 17. 18 will work.
And the turnovers. Minooka's had a little problem that way.
Yeah, 7 in the second quarter. I had 9 for the half.
And Galesburg was 6. And Minooka especially has had a bunch of unforced errors. Several times they've got to where they get the ball into the half court, and then they try and throw a bounce pass in the lane, and it ends up getting picked off. They haven't had some real good decisions by their guards at times that way. But otherwise, Indians have been tough, and we're going to have to play a good second half to win.
Minooka 3-for-5 from three-point range. Silver Streaks 1-of-6. Galesburg shot 1-of-2 from the free throw line. Minooka just 1-of-4. 28-20 Indians here at the half. We'll come back, take a look at the individual scoring, and we'll talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. From John Field Gymnasium, the Martin Luther King Tournament continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
You can rub in your shoes and not realize it, step on things and not realize it. Just a little blister in a diabetic can be slow to heal and break down. They can get the care that they need at the wound clinic.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
The Big Mac, so universally loved it has its own song. But it's not the only burger icon at McDonald's. Where's the song for the quarter pounder with cheese?
Got a lot of beef, beef and cheese, cheese and beef, beefy, cheesy, beef and cheese.
And beef.
The Big Mac and the quarter pounder with cheese. When you're hungry for some burger lovin', there's only one tune you need to know.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The official WGIL forecast, partly sunny today and breezy with a high of 48. A chance of sprinkles or flurries this evening. Flurries after midnight, overnight low of 28. Sunny tomorrow and a high of 40, low of 26 tomorrow night. And Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, sunny and a high of 42. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's sunny and 43 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The GHS girls take on Normal U High in Game 2 of the Martin Luther King Tournament this afternoon. I'm Tom Erida. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 2:40 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium at the Martin Luther King Tournament, Game 2 of the day. There have been three games prior to the action here today. Silver Streaks trailing the Indians 28-20. Earlier it was Dunlap over Rockford East 71-38. First half scoring, Joe Butler leads the Indians 7. His brother Johnny has 6. Next up, Larry Roberts and Blake Parzich each with 4. Demetrius Mims hit that three-pointer right before halftime. Nick Clemens and Kent Hudson each have 2. For the Silver Streaks, Ethan Meeker had 8 to lead Galesburg, all in that second quarter. Kevontae Shaw, Devin Ross with 4 each. But again, don't forget about the last minute of the first half. Shaw went to the bench with his third foul. J.J. Range and Cody Awthorne each have 2. Eric Thompson and Darius Hammonds have not scored, but Thompson leads the Streaks in rebounding with 6. Teams back out on the floor warming up in their shooting drills. Coaching staff out, but not Steve Cheeseman yet. So, oh, there he is now. Heading the direction of Jim Lee, our halftime coach's interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's head down to the court side. Jim Lee is with Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, well, this is kind of what we'd feared coming in off of the high-energy game last night and still kind of trying to find our scoring punch out there, Steve.
Yeah, and we're sluggish and a little bit of a hangover, and that's not something that we want or accept. We've been able to do the things we've done all year long from the defensive end. The good defense, the pressure creates quick shots, runouts, turnovers, things like that. We haven't got that. We haven't guarded very well. And on the offensive end, we're a little bit sluggish. We're not moving the ball. We're not being aggressive. We're not getting to the glass. So we've just got to create some energy and some aggressiveness and do it as a team and you know, break out of that hangover. So if we do that, you know, we're right in the ball game. We've cut it to under double digits. And the first 3 minutes will be really big if we can come out and create the energy and be the aggressor here.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. I want to remind you again, we have Galesburg girls basketball coming up this afternoon. Boys game will finish up here. We'll play one more boys game between Gurney Warren and Maine South. And the Galesburg girls battling Normal U High. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. If everything's running on time, we'll have pregame coverage about 2:40 here on WGIL. Then another Galesburg boys game to wrap up the day's activities later on tonight. But let's focus on the second half here with the Silver Streaks trailing Manuka by 8 to start off the third quarter. Galesburg has the starting five back out onto the floor and with the ball. Devin Ross works his way to the left arc. Now up top to Ethan Meeker. Started to warm up there at the end of the first half. Let's see if he can extend it into the second half. Here's Shaw playing with 3 fouls to the free throw line. Gets it over to Ross on the left side. Devin will back up in the midcourt circle. Manuka starting off in a man defense. No, it's more of a zone, actually. Maybe even a box and one as they're hounding Meeker all over the place. He steps back and hits a 3 from the left wing. And maybe Ethan Meeker is heating up again, getting the Streaks back within 5 at 28-23. Up top it goes to Parzich, who comes back out. Left side, Clemens. The two Butlers are on the floor. This is Larry Roberts stepping into a 3 at the top of the arc and then reaching back on the long rebound. Joe Butler with a heck of a job to pull down that board and give Manuka another crack at it. Clemens works his way to the right side, trying to lose Meeker there. Ethan comes out on him and then cuts him off as Clemens tries to drive. Here's Parzich with it, trying to go backdoor to Johnny Butler. He'll work around, Range hanging up with him. Now on the switch, Eric Thompson comes over. Range gets a hand on the bounce pass. They skip it back outside. Now the extra pass to the man in the corner. Roberts airballs a three.
Yes.
And Parzich hooks Thompson, going for the rebound on the weak side. And Eric crumpled down pretty good. I'm glad his shoulder didn't pop out the way Parzich had him hooked there.
Parzich, he's probably the strongest kid that Thompson's run into all year. He's seen some big kids. I mean, certainly Taterville, but this Parzich is big, thick, strong, and a little mean, too. So Eric's got his work cut out for him. Streaks, a great job of defense. Manuka moved the ball well, got the shot they wanted, but they just didn't hit it.
Reverse layup for Ross on the other direction. He created that shot. He curled all the way from the top into the left corner, down to the baseline, and a little hesitation move helped free him up for the extra step. And then he went up with a reverse layup with the right hand. And now tripping up, getting down the lane, Joe Butler goes to the deck, and that'll be a foul on the Silver Streaks.
J.J. Range with the tackle.
His first team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. Got it within three now, 28-25 after trailing by 13 in the first half. On the inbound, Parzich, extra pass left side, and a miss by Butler, and the rebound deflected off two players, last touch by Manuka, and the Streaks will get it back. Good for the Streaks that Butler missed from down low. He's potentially an offensive scoring machine, and the Streaks have held him to seven. He missed a pretty easy one there.
Mm-hmm.
28-25, Streaks trying to get back within one, maybe tie the game here. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Meeker to the top, leaves off to Range on the weave on the outside. Now reverses back to Shaw. Inlet pass to Thompson, guarded by Parzich. Eric draws a double team down low, tries to feed it back through the lane. It's deflected and stolen away by the Indians.
Yeah, you can blame Eric on that to some degree, but he didn't have much help. I mean, nobody was really moving. He was trying to kick the thing out, couldn't find anybody, and finally stumbled and turned it over.
5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Streaks down three, trying to play tough defense here. Parzich on the bounce pass. Soft pass to Joe Butler, but he was able to catch up to it. Now back to Parzich on the right side, driving in. Johnny Butler got past his man, alters his shot on the way up. Meekers diving out of bounds, saves the rebound to Kevonte Shaw. Streaks down three with the ball. Ross pull up opposite end, rolls through.
Here we come. Three for three from the field. Manuka thought they might take a timeout there. Coach Tanaka going to let him try and play through it.
7-0 run to start the third quarter, just like last night in the game against Rock Island. Galesburg down one. Here's a pull-up jumper by Clemens off the back of the rim. Parzich comes down with a rebound, skips it out to Johnny Butler. Now over to Joe Butler between the circles.
Parzich is just a bruiser in there. Man.
Listed at 6'4". He's a good what, Jim? 260, 265
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, and it's mostly muscle too.
Yep. Back on the outside to Joe Butler. Out of the volleyball spike line, left side over to Clemens. Streaks down one, 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Trying to play some good, strong defense here. Here's Parzich with it on the outside. Now right side it goes onto the wing to Joe Butler right in front of the Manuka bench. At the high post, Parzich reverses back behind him. And they'll start all over again as Johnny Butler backs up toward half court.
Not getting that guard penetration they got in the first half.
High carry, but no call. As he got the ball too far out away from him, he had to get the palm underneath it and pull it back up, but they did not call the carry. Johnny Butler back with it, and now J.J. reaches in, tries to poke it out of his hands, and does, but draws a second foul.
I guess being just a second foul, that's all right, trying to force a turnover there. Last night we got into that situation where we hadn't fouled enough and had to use a couple late in the game just to force a one and bonus as Eric Thompson checks out of the game.
Halfway through the third quarter, 1 point lead for Manuka. Indians with the ball up 28-27. They have not yet scored in the second half. Streaks have opened the third quarter on a 7-0 run. But it hasn't been a quick 7-0 run. Streaks just trying to play good, strong defense here. Cody Hawthorne draws Parzich now. They kick it back out. Three-pointer by Joe Butler. Kevonte Shaw came in late. And now a timeout called by Manuka. He wants a full timeout. As Joe Butler knocked it down, puts Manuka back up by four. 31-27, 3:39 to go, third quarter. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Wear it to win. The new purple WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
3:39 to go, third quarter. Manuka with a timeout. Getting a four-point lead back on the Silver Streaks with a three-pointer by Joe Butler, which is their first points of the second half. How will the Streaks respond? Hawthorne, Shaw, and Range. And Ross and Meeker will come into the backcourt on the inbound. Parzich, the two Butlers, Clemens, and Larry Roberts. So no substitutions for Manuka coming out of that timeout. The starting five stays on the floor with a 31-27 lead for Manuka. Galesburg with the ball. Ross gives way to Meeker. Found an opening in the lane, steps to the free throw line. Shot rolls through, but the foul was on the floor prior to that. That'll be the second team foul on Manuka here in quarter number two and the first of the game on Larry Roberts.
Teams in the next game headed to the locker room. Maine South, which is probably the tournament favorite, 13-1 coming in. And Gurney
Smith
Warren.
By Ross, driving in from the right side, and a block from the backside by Johnny Butler. That was a heck of a move by Devin to get free from the wing. And then all Butler could do was just foul him from the backside, so he's going to force Devin to get him from the free throw line. See, here's Devin penetrating, going all the way to the basket.
There you go.
I like what I see. Picked up his game, and he's getting to the free throw line, which is a huge help for the Silver Streaks. Down by three now as Devin makes the first one. He's a 60, almost a 69% free throw shooter. Second one up and in as well. Galesburg down two. Six in the quarter for Ross. He's got 10 for the game. 31-29, Galesburg down two. Driving, Johnny Butler caught underneath the basket, skips it back up top to Parzich. Now right side it goes to Larry Roberts, dribbles into traffic at the free throw line, and bounces, and coming back from the wing is Butler to chase that one from going out of bounds. Ross hounding Johnny Butler, passes it away to Joe Butler, guarded by Shaw. Parzich in the lane, fronted by Hawthorne. Up top it goes to Larry Roberts, pulls up right side of the lane, short off the front of the rim. Shaw comes down with a rebound, Streaks trying to tie the game. Ross into the front court. Pulls up on the right side, had Meeker cutting through the lane, gets it up top to Shaw instead. Givante with a big step, kept his pivot foot though. Range up top to Ross in the midcourt circle. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Galesburg down two. Ross around the screen, pull up, baseline. A little bit long, rebound. Cody Hawthorne got a hand on it, but out of bounds. Last touch by Cody, not Nick Clemens. The two were battling on the baseline for the rebound, and Manuka gets it back, keeping that two-point lead.
Now, we said it at the start, we'll say it again, these two teams and programs are so similar. I mean, their coach's approach is tremendous defense, good ball movement, try and make the most of your possession.
Down low, Parzich got Hawthorne caught on the opposite side of the lane, and now Cody with a late foul on Parzich going up in the low blocks, and Manuka suddenly could go back up by five here with the three-point possibility. Second foul of the game on Cody Hawthorne. So he'll go out, Eric Thompson back in. Cody was just on the complete opposite side of the lane when Parzich got that ball. It was an easy basket. And it was a pretty light foul, too, as Parzich makes a free throw. He's got one basket in each quarter, 7 points for the game. It's 34-29 Manuka.
Yeah, when he gets the ball anywhere at a distance from the basket, we all just back off. They're just daring him to shoot, and he's not going to take that bait. His value to them is in setting screens and getting baskets like the one he just had.
This is J.J. Range with it on the left wing. Up top to Meeker. Got an open look. It's off the back of the rim from three. Thompson right back into the game with an offensive rebound and fouled from the backside by Nick Clemens, his first. And that'll put Thompson at the free throw line, coming down with his seventh rebound.
Well, Silver Streaks between Eric Thompson and J.J. Range didn't have much luck at the free throw line late in last night's game. And Thompson misses on the front iron right there. Eric, of course, was nursing a little bruise last night when he fell on the floor.
Misses them both.
Another one.
And then chases down his own rebound on the right wing. Manuk had boxed out down low, but the rebound came out high. Here's Shaw driving in from the left side. Shot rolls off. We're going to have a defensive foul called as Manuka's Kent Hudson tried to draw the charge, but he picked up his second foul instead. 16 fouls on the Indians with a minute 48 to go in the third quarter. Not a whole lot of rhythm to this game right now, but Streaks down five, happy to have the clock stop, trying to edge a little closer. And a pretty good free throw shooter at the line as well. Kevonte Shaw just under 73%. First one up and short. Galesburg now 1 of 5, 3 of 7 as a team from the free throw line. Coming off of last night's game when they were, I think, 5 of 12. Yeah. Trailing by 5, minute 48 to go, third quarter. Second free throw by Shaw is good. That's his first point since the first quarter. 34-30, Galesburg down 4. Correct myself, that was just the fifth team foul on Manuka here in the second half. Here's Johnny Butler on the outside, guarded by JJ. Up top it goes to Hudson. Streak's given him room to shoot. Instead, he passes it left side to Clemens. Now Joe Butler comes out high for it. Correction, that's Roberts, guarded by Devin Ross. On the right side, it goes to Johnny Butler. Range cuts him off, trying to work around the right side. They pass it left side. Now over to Clemens on the wing, guarded by Meeker. Bounce pass down low. Joe Butler working on Kevonte Shaw. Leaves it off underneath for Hudson with a basket. And a swatting foul, I believe, on Eric Thompson. And now Manuka building the lead back up a little bit more, trying to make it 7 here with a free throw. Just the first foul of the game on Eric Thompson. Streaks got within 1 at 28-27. Now Manuka has outscored them 8-3 with a free throw coming. Minute 15 to go, third quarter. Free throw up and rattles through for Kent Hudson. His first points of the second half, he has 5 for the game.
Well, that free throw much better than his first two efforts.
Yep. Streaks down 7 again, 37-30. They've trailed by as many as 13 back in the second quarter. Shaw drives, tries to penetrate, tries to feed it through the lane, and it's off Nick Clemens' hands, but his foot was standing on the baseline.
It was funny, the guy that made the free throw here on the other end, he started charging off the line toward the basket. I think he's so used to missing them. He just figured that one would miss too, and lo and behold, it fell in.
Ross into the lane, kicks it out to JJ on the wing. JJ trying to back his way in. Now gives it back out to Ethan. Fakes right, drives left, takes a baseline. Ross with a touch pass. Hook shot up by Thompson. Just won't go down. And Clemens rebounds for Manuka. That was well executed.
You know, we had that 7-point run. Devin made the shot off the glass. I thought, here we go. And we've done next to nothing offensively since.
Except Meeker with a steal on Clemens out high. Now in a 1-on-3, steps between two defenders. And a reach foul called on Butler after Meeker picked his pocket. That's just the first turnover by Manuka?
In the third quarter.
In the third quarter, right. After 7 in the second quarter. 16 foul on the Indians. Galesburg will have to inbound. Meeker was moving to the basket, but not in the act of shooting. So it's not 2 free throws. Now lob down low from Ross, and then riding Eric Thompson on the double team with Hudson fronting him and Joe Butler from the backside. And that's going to put Eric at the line for a 1-1. Third foul of the game on Kent Hudson.
Well, until Eric starts to make free throws with any consistency, he's just going to get carved up every time he gets the ball down there.
First one up and in and out. And somehow Shaw gets in there for the rebound and saves it on the baseline. And now a hand check called on Joe Butler, and that's going to put Kevonte at the line.
Well, now they'll bring the big guy back into the game. He got a couple of minutes rest. Parzic coming back in.
18 fouls on Manuka. 21 seconds to go, third quarter. Streaks trail by 7, 37-30. They scored the first 4 points of the game, and then Manuka scored 11 in a row, and the game hasn't even been tied since then. Kevonte rattles the first free throw through. He's 2 for 3 from the line in this game, 6 points. Galesburg down 6, 37-31. Trailed by 8 at the half. Got within 1, scoring the first 7 points of the third quarter, and as Jim said, it's really struggled to get anything done since. Shaw makes both free throws. 37-32, Galesburg down 5. Shaw goes to the bench for the final 21 seconds to avoid picking up his fourth foul. Hawthorne in to replace him. Streaks put on the full court press. On the inbound, it goes to Johnny Butler. Drives into the front court. JJ comes from the backside, gets in front of it. Brings it back on the dribble, needs help getting it away. Leaves it off for Larry Roberts driving in. Big block by Thompson. On the floor, picked up by Range. Leading the break to the other end. Off balance, trying to draw a foul. Gets hauled to the deck. No foul called. And a pretty poor shot by JJ. Now a long three at the opposite end. Off the back of the rim by Roberts. And that's the end of the third quarter. A flurry, but the Streaks don't make any hay. Still down 5, 37-32 heading to the fourth. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
I know how you can give back this year.
Buy a tractor for Knox Prairie Community Kitchen.
Now, you don't have to shoulder all the cost. In fact, $20 would actually do it.
Twice a month over the past 4 years, Knox Prairie Community Kitchen has helped feed thousands during their free meals.
And the gardening and growing and harvesting of some of that food would be tons easier with this tractor.
Now, we know you're not giving to get something back, but when you do help, you could put an amazing playhouse built by Western Illinois Builders Association in your backyard.
Help get that tractor now at galesburg.info, keyword kitchen.
The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
3 quarters gone here at John Field Gymnasium. Are the Silver Streaks going to be able to come back completely and pull this one out? They trail by 5 as we head to the fourth quarter, 37-32. Again, have not even been tied in this game since it was 4-4 way back in the first quarter. So the Silver Streaks need to put together a run. Played pretty good defense here in the second half so far, holding Manuka to 9 in the third quarter, but haven't gotten the offensive together to make a serious run. Got within 1 early in the third quarter, but Manuka's held off the Streaks and built the lead again. It's 37-32, the Indians with the ball to start quarter number 4. And they'll be very patient with it. They'll spread the Silver Streaks defense out. On the right side, this is Johnny Butler with it, trying to get past Range. Looked like he left that ball hanging out there again. Instead, they get it down low. Johnny Butler very active with the ball, isn't he? And he was able to create a shot and just enough to draw the foul on Eric Thompson.
Now, Thompson was buying time until Butler made his move. He came over from the backside and swatted at it, got some wrist, and now Butler will try and increase their lead at the free throw line.
And the first one hangs on the front of the rim and drops through. Only the 7th point of the game for Johnny Butler and his first since the second quarter. 8-point Manuka lead, 38-32, as we start the fourth quarter here. Fifth team foul on the Streaks, 8 on the Indians. Second one by Butler, better arch, but short. Meeker got a hand on the rebound and then chased it down onto the sideline. Galesburg needs some offense. Meeker loses his man on the outside, drives into the lane, takes it all the way with a left hand up and in. 13 in the game for Meeker, 5 here in the second half. 38-34, so they exchange 2-for-1 there with a missed free throw on this end and a basket on the other end. Again, with a high carry out there by Johnny Butler. At what point are they going to call that, or are they? Here's Johnny Butler down low, or Joe Butler, rather, on the feed from Parzic. And scrambling from the backside, Meeker draws the foul. Otherwise, it was an easy layup.
They were chasing the ball a little bit, trying to create some pressure, and then they got it down low, and amazing that Meeker was able to recover in time enough to even get to Butler, who was wide open there for a second.
Joe Butler, a 6'3 junior, eyes the free throw, puts it up. That one is short and then pops over the front of the rim and drops through. 39-34, Manuka. 16 foul on the Streaks, only the first of the game on Meeker. Played a minute here in the fourth quarter. Second one by Butler is much better. So back to a 6-point Indians lead. Across midcourt, Ross with Meeker, along with Thompson, Range, and Shaw for Galesburg. Meeker steps back, gives it off to Kevonte, now left side under the wing to Range. JJ trying to work around the screen, up top it goes to Thompson. Right side over to Devin Ross. Ross to the free throw line, kicks it out to Kevonte. Fakes a three, drives, gives it back to Devin with a one-hand right-hander. Won't go. Kevonte down low with a putback. And a timeout called by the Silver Streaks.
You know, another thing that's becoming, if we looked at the stat sheet, we knew it, but until you see it play out on the court without Grant and Joe, is we don't want to get into the late part of games and have it become a free-throw shooting contest, because those guys were 80% from the line, too. Mm-hmm. We know about everything else they brought us on defense and from the field, but they're also our best free-throw shooters by far. And so, you know, to trade them at the line and have to have, you know, a lot of times we would take Eric out of the game late in those situations.
Which you hate to do.
Well, yeah, but we could, you know, then we'd have all these good free-throw shooters out there. Well, now we've got to leave. We just don't have enough bench that, Eric, and they're just going to foul him a lot. And then if somebody else, you know, J.J. struggles or Kevonte struggling from the line at a given time, it really presents a problem down the stretch in these close games. So, you know, just another hurdle that this team is going to have to overcome as this second half of the season progresses.
Thompson came into the game at 44%, and he's missed all three of his free throws here. J.J. Range is at 50% coming into the game, and he missed a couple big ones last night in the fourth quarter. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Still a long ways to go. Streaks down four, trying to find that run to put together and put some pressure on Manuka, make him sweat. Well, they left Johnny Butler alone on the outside. He curled in and then left the pass away for Larry Roberts. Parzic comes out and now gives it away to Nick Clemens out high. As Darius Sammons leaning in, trying to create something, and finally a foul called on Sammons, his first. Seventh team foul on the Streaks, and that'll put Nick Clemens at the free throw line. He has just 2 points here in the game, and a 4-point Manuka lead. Eric Thompson back in, replacing Sammons.
Yeah, one of Manuka's normal starters has not been playing. Meadows, who hurt his wrist last night.
Another junior on their team. Free throw up and in by Clemens.
And I thought of that because I look at Clemens, and he's got his right wrist all wrapped up, and he was looking down at it and keeps stretching those fingers out, so he's not 100% there, but made that one look pretty easy.
Second one up and in as well. So back to a 6-point Manuka lead, 42-36. Now this will raise some eyebrows around the area, won't it, if the Streaks can't come back in this one? Even a close final score will probably draw some attention. Meeker on the outside, up top to Kevonte Shaw. Fakes right, drives down the lane, up with the one hand, missed everything. Rebound tipped out to Devin Ross. In the lane, skips it into the left corner. Meeker for three, in and out. And the rebound boxed out on the weak side by Parzic. Into the front court, down low, and a blocking foul called on J.J. Range.
Well, that's a tough call.
That's going to send Clemens right back to the line for a one and one.
J.J. even complained a little on that. All he was doing was moving his feet. He nudged him with the body, but nothing that really would deserve a foul in that situation. Pretty tough to play defense if you're going to get a foul on that.
5.5 minutes to go in the game. Now Manuka trying to build up to an 8-point lead. Clemens just made two, and he makes the first one there.
And I don't think we're going to get a whole lot of missed free throws by Manuka down the stretch, especially if you foul the Butlers or Clemens.
Now Hudson missed his two early on, but then missed his only opportunity here in the second half. They're now 6 for 9, 8 of 11. That was a brick off the front of the rim. Meeker gets his third rebound. Streaks down 7. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Shaw drives, draws contact. Mill short on the shot. And the rebound knocked out of bounds. And again, Jim, a little bit of what we saw in the first half, just going toward the basket and throwing the ball up.
Yeah, yeah, really offensively no rhyme or rhythm right now. We fouled on the rebound, and so here we come back down. Joe Butler's going to shoot more free throws. We got a fourth foul on Kevonte Shaw. And Manuka hasn't even had to attempt a field goal in this fourth quarter. They're just going to beat us at the free throw line if we don't change things in a hurry.
First one by Joe Butler up and in. So three straight free throws for him in the quarter. 6 for the half, 13 for the game. Back to an 8-point Manuka lead, 44-36. 5.5 minutes to play in the game. Butler makes both. 9-point Manuka lead. They led by as many as 13 in the second quarter. Starting to build back up to that double-digit lead again. Ross up top to Meeker. Thompson down low asking for the ball. Trying to post up Parzic. Gives it back to Meeker instead. Leaves it off under the basket for Shaw. Throws it over the rim from the low blocks. Kevonte gets in. Ties up Parzic on the weak side rebound. And the held ball will keep it on Gelsberg's end.
Well, Shaw just too much energy going up with that. I think he expected Parzich to give him a little more trouble than he did. Parzich was just standing there, and Shaw threw it clear over the rim off the backboard. Worked hard to get his own rebound, but all he could do was tie up Parzich at that point. And Silver Streaks offensively, there is nothing smooth about anything we're doing right now. It is just, like you said, throw it up and go after it.
So 5:09 to go in the game. On the held ball, Streaks inbound. Meeker out to J.J. Range. Steps left, fires a three off the back of the rim. And the rebound, Manuka on the weak side. Joe Butler, his eighth board of the game. Manuka with a 9-point lead and the ball. Under 5 minutes to play. Quick pass down low. Hitting the bottom of the rim is Larry Roberts. I don't think he realized where he was on the shot. Devin Ross with the rebound, and the Streaks turn it over. Driving at the other end, and Ross reaches in. Gets a hand on the ball. Wow, they're going to call off reach foul.
That's awful.
As Joe Butler came driving in from the left side, Devin popped the ball out of his hands on the drive past him.
Same official. Same official to call the one on Range. I mean, Manuka's beaten us, flat out beaten us. There's no way around that, but a couple of these calls have been terrible.
And Mike Reynolds calls a timeout. First foul of the game on Devin Ross. Well, the official gave Mike a long look, didn't he?
And then they just teed him up. Teed up somebody. He just teed up somebody.
I think it's one of the players. The referee's looking over. He's pointing at the players heading to the bench.
Well, who was it, Shaw? Or
I'm wondering if it's Cavante, yeah.
They were walking away from him, but they must have been talking. And maybe they teed us up. I don't know. We were talking bad about him, too.
So Mike Reynolds is pleading his case over there.
You know, a bad game is getting worse.
Yep. 4:44 to go. 9-point lead. Gelsberg calls the timeout. A 9-point lead for Manuka. As things just aren't going well. Mike never did go into the timeout. He let his assistants handle it. And we still haven't heard anything from Gary Mitchell. Now it goes up on the scoreboard, I think. And the first free throw by Joe Butler is made.
All right, so we got four free throws coming, and then Manuka gets the ball.
I see J.J. with three fouls on the board. The reach foul was on Devin.
They got the technical on Devin, too.
Well, it's still showing only one foul up there, but there's a foul on J.J. that I don't have written down as Butler misses the second free throw. 10 fouls overall on the Silver Streaks. So we had two foul shots called. Or free throws. Now Larry Roberts misses the first of the technical shots. Galesburg down 10, 46-36. Second one rolls through. Manuka back up by 11. So second technical of the game on the Silver Streaks. One on Mike Reynolds in the first half when his team was playing uninspired ball, to say the least. And now we have a timeout. Again, a full timeout.
By Manuka.
With 4:44 to go in the game and the Streaks trailing by 11, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
This is Michelle Bazzari with WGIL. Looking for some college money? Galesburg Community Foundation is now accepting scholarship applications for students who reside in Knox and Warren counties. Deadlines vary for each one, so check the info on our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Biggest fears being realized for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, coming off an intense, hard-fought game last night. A tremendous battle with the 8th-ranked Rock Island Rocks. And they just haven't had it here this morning in the first game, now this afternoon, against Manuka, who leads the Silver Streaks by 11 with 4:44 to go in the game. Galesburg scored the first four. Manuka came back with an 11-0 run to take a 7-point lead. Streaks got back within one early in the third quarter, but just never have had anything going right for them here this afternoon at Thiel. And Manuka converts on 2 of 4 free throws, a foul and a technical foul, and now with the ball back because of the technical. On the right side, Joe Butler drives in on Ross. Cut off there. Pulls it back out. Manuka just wants to run some time here. They'll score if they get a good opportunity to do so, but right now they're just interested in running some time. Butler leaves it off the shin of Clemens, so he has to pull it back out. Might have had a shot at it. Streaks had clogged things in down low. It just allows the Indians to run more time here. Down the lane, Johnny Butler. Out on the wing to Larry Roberts. He'll pull it back out. Now driving past range. Gets it to Parzic on the wing. We're down under 4 minutes to go in the game. They've run 30 seconds off the clock here. Devin from the backside pokes it out of Joe Butler's hands, out of bounds. Indians hang on to it.
Now you pretty well assume this is what was going to happen when Coach Tanaka took the timeout. He's confident in his team getting some clock worked off, and if they get to the free throw line, that's where they spent most of the quarter. They've taken only one field goal attempt in this fourth quarter. If it's up to them, they probably won't take another one.
They have 10 points from the free throw line in this quarter and lead by 11. Skipping it up top to Johnny Butler. Right side under the wing over to Nick Clemens. Draws a double team. Streaks trying to go for the steal. Ethan reaches in, gets a hand on the ball, and forces Clemens to travel with it.
I think Ethan originally thought they were going to call a foul on him. He had kind of a frustrated look and then turned around, and the official was rolling his arms. And, oh, okay. So we had to work hard, create a turnover, and so every possession, we just can't have an empty possession right now. We've got to make things happen.
Especially if Manuka's going to take 45 seconds off the clock every time. Salmon's on the right side, up top to Meeker. Long three, good. 5 points in the quarter, 8 for the half, 16 for the game. 47-39, streaks down 8. Full court pressure on. Manuka's ready for it, breaks it easily. Johnny Butler drives down into the lane and pulls it back out to Joe Butler. Left side over to Larry Roberts. Now in the lane, Johnny Butler got past Ross and puts it up and in. Devin reached back, tried to flick it out of his hands. Back to a 10-point Manuka lead. Meeker outside the left wing, trying to work around a screen, reverses it back to Cavante. Shaw drives in from the left side, takes it all the way in with a bank shot. Four in the quarter, 7 for the half, 11 for the game for Cavante Shaw. 49-41, Gelsberg down 8. Indians break the press again. Joe Butler on the right wing, dribbles it off his foot. Streaks get in there, tie it up. Now a scramble for it on the floor. Ethan saves it on his back on the sideline and gets it over to Joe J.J. Rain. Now into the front court. Shaw steps into a three, rolls off, and the weak side rebound underneath to Joe Butler.
Well, the team all stood up on that, hoping that that could go down and give the streak some life just off.
Would have gotten him within 5. They're still down 49-41. Joe Butler fakes a three, drives down the lane, loses it on the way up, but a reach-in foul called on the streaks.
Probably the turning point in any chance at a comeback here. If Cavante's shot goes down, you know, we might be right there, but then they come back quickly and now get Butler at the free throw line, looking to build on that 8-point lead with just 2:10 to go.
And if you're the streaks, this is not the guy you want to see at the free throw line for Manuka. First one up and in.
We liked what we saw out of him last year when he was down here. Just a junior now. So look forward. These two teams should be successful next year with all these juniors on the court.
Back to a 10-point Manuka lead. Joe Butler makes them both. He's got 17 for the game now. Meeker into the front court, steps right from the top of the arc, misses a three-pointer. And if the streaks aren't going to knock any down, Manuka's certainly not going to give up any offensive rebounds. Joe Butler has 10 boards in the game. Now the streaks knock it out of the Manuka hands at the other end, and they get it right back as JJ tried to drive down the lane. And now a double dribble called on Manuka with Johnny Butler bringing it back into the front court. So four quick Manuka turnovers here in the fourth quarter, but the streaks haven't been able to convert them into any points, trailing by 10 with a minute 49 to go in the game. 51-41 Indians. Ross, halfway between the corner and the backboard on the baseline, out to J.J. Range, right back to Devin. Splits the defenders and a reach foul called. Devin will go to the line shooting a 1-1.
Well, hopefully the team will not hang their heads too long in this one and come back and play tonight with the intensity that they played last night against Gurney Warren.
Third foul of the game on Johnny Butler. First one by Ross. Rolls off.
Because really, the way we've played this one, we won't win a game at this tournament if we don't play better than this.
At the opposite end, a hard-charging Johnny Butler goes too strong into the basket, misses the shot, and then the rebound chased down on the sideline by Salmons. He couldn't get to it. Minooka will hang on to it, leading by 10 with a minute 38 to go in the game. Clemens down below us on the sideline, looking, looking, now bounces it into Parzic, guarded by Shaw. Now right back to Clemens, drives, dishes, and out we go again to the perimeter, trying to run some more clock. Ross comes in, tries to poke it out of Johnny Butler's hands, gets it away to Roberts on the side, and back they go to Clemens on the near side in the front corner. Draws a double team out in the half-court circle, gets it over to Parzic. On the right side, man will open wide down low is Joe Butler. He leaves it off for Parzic. They're going to run some more clock, and back out it goes to Butler. It's a well-coached team, fundamentally sound, and they're doing exactly what they need to do to protect this 10-point lead. Down to 1 minute to go in the game, and finally Ross comes over and reaches and fouls Clemens.
And even their head coach now clapping his hands and shouting some encouragement. He's one of those guys that a lot of times you could be doing 9 out of 10 things right, and he's going to read you the right act about the one you're doing wrong. He's a tough guy to please, but I think he's got to be pretty happy with his team right now.
Well, he said they were thinking about Galesburg in their conference game last night, and they're coming down here, and they're 63 seconds away from taking down the third-ranked Silver Streaks. Clemens misses the first free throw. Thompson back into the game. In there for rebounding and offensive purposes here with 63 seconds to go and Galesburg trailing by 10. Clemens eyes the second one, and that one rolls off. So he made his first three, now has missed his last three. Ross with the rebound. Streaks in desperate times and have been pretty much since midway through the second quarter. Shaw fires a three, rattles in and out. And Parzic blocks out Eric Thompson for the rebound. And a foul in the backcourt. Stops the clock with 45 and a half seconds to go. We'll walk it to the other end, and Minooka can spread the lead some more at the line.
Silver Streaks girls coming up this afternoon.
Yep.
One of their toughest tests of the season against Normal U-High.
And I'm thinking about a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game here, Jim. Not sure who we go to. Joe Butler makes the first free throw. He's made 8 out of 9 here in this quarter for all of his fourth quarter points. And does it again.
About Meeker's about the only thing I can think of. He's at least made some points to, so we didn't get completely embarrassed on offense in this one.
Evan Ross pulls up inside the arc. It's an 18-footer, and Galesburg calls its final timeout, trailing by 10. 53-43 with 39 seconds to go. I like Ethan, I guess. He certainly put some life into this gymnasium late in the second quarter when the Streaks got back within 5 before Demetrius Mims hit a three-pointer to make it an 8-point halftime lead. And part of that 7-0 run to start the third quarter when the Streaks got back within 1, and they haven't been that close since.
Sean Reynolds, Mike's son, out there wearing his uniform. He's probably saying, hey, I'll give you a few minutes. He probably could.
Kid can handle the ball.
For his age, and he can shoot it. I mean, Linda was here last night. She said a lot of kids that age can't even get the ball to the basket, and he makes a lot of
them. Yes, he does. In fact, I've enjoyed watching other people after a game who hang around in a gymnasium. I've enjoyed watching them watch him when he's out there doing what he does, waiting for his dad to come back out of the locker room, because they kind of marvel at what Sean does when he's out there on the floor. He's 8 years old. 39 seconds to go in the game. Streaks down 10. Put on the full court pressure coming out of their final timeout. On the baseline, Joe Butler gets it into Johnny Butler and an immediate foul. I think they're going to get Devin on that one, his third, and we'll walk it to the other end. Been in the double bonus for a while. 37 seconds to play. Johnny Butler already standing at the free throw line, the sophomore ready to shoot his free throws. He's got 9 in the game, 1 for 2 from the free throw line on his only attempt here in the fourth quarter.
Minooka will drop everybody back with that 10-point lead. Only Sammons and Shaw will be on the lane on each side for the Silver Streaks to grab a rebound if there is one.
Mark Mangieri into the game. Streaks need somebody who can shoot some threes out there. If there's any possibility of any kind of a comeback going to happen, it would be a miraculous one, but missed free throws will help as Butler barely draws iron on the first one. Joe Butler is 9 of 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. The rest of the team, 5 of 12. Second one by Johnny Butler. In and out. Rebound, Kevonte Shaw. Streaks trail by 10. 53-43 to the right wing. Now up top, Meeker trying to spin out of defense. Gets it back up top. Shaw fires a long three off the back of the rim. High rebound into the hands of Joe Butler, who gets fouled from the backside. Joe Butler, a 6'3 junior from Minooka, 12 rebounds in this game. And he's going to go back to the line, where he's made 9 out of 10 in this quarter alone. 12 points in the half, 19 for the game.
Game really dragging out at the end with all the fouls and free throws. And at this point, I think 21 seconds to go if you're Galesburg. You can't get the steal, don't make the foul. Just prolonging the agony right now.
Gurney Warren, Maine South to follow. That game's scheduled to start at 1:30, so it will be a little bit late. As Joe Butler makes them both, 11 of 12 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. With 18 seconds to go, Meeker into the front court. Skips it left side over to J.J. Range. J.J. drives. They're going to let him take it all the way with a finger roll right-hand basket. First bucket for J.J. since the first quarter. Full court pressure on. Streaks trying to force a turnover, and they do. Tough pass down low on the baseline to Nick Clemens. It went off his foot out of bounds. Streaks are going to get it back into the basket, but only 3 seconds left. Trailing by 10, it'll be not only their second loss of the season, but their second consecutive loss after that school record starts 17-0. Meeker with a three-pointer at the end of the game, and that's it. Minooka pulls off the upset, 55-45 over the Silver Streaks here at John Thiel Gymnasium. And a tough start for the Silver Streaks here in this Martin Luther King tournament on a Saturday. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I know how you can give back this
good
year.
Grief,
buy a tractor for Knox Prairie Community Kitchen. Now, you don't have to shoulder all the cost. In fact, $20 would actually do it.
Twice a month over the past 4 years, Knox Prairie Community Kitchen has helped feed thousands during their free meals.
And the gardening and growing and harvesting of some of that food would be tons easier with this tractor.
Now, we know you're not giving to get something back, but when you do help, you could put an amazing playhouse built by Western Illinois Builders Association in your backyard.
Help get that tractor now at galesburg.info, keyword kitchen.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. Wear a button, win some cash.
My name's Eric, and I'm at Galesburg High School. Also, a WGIL button spotter, and who did I find today?
Kim Woodkirk from Galesburg, Illinois.
$200 in cash. Brand new $100 bills, and they couldn't have come at a better time. Go spend some money. We're going to go shopping.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at the Galesburg Nissan Service Department and at Accounting Systems Incorporated in Galesburg.
Thank you very much, WGIL.
The old adage, if your feet hurt, you hurt everywhere. You know, it's so true because it throws off your knees, your hips, your back. My name is Dr. Teresa Hughes. I'm a podiatrist with the Galesburg Clinic. I'm a specialist in foot and ankle, lower leg only. I think that just makes me more knowledgeable to get a diagnosis faster because we're going to know what we're looking for and get you back to doing what you want to do a lot quicker.
Get back on your feet with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic, OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to breedlovesports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at breedlovesports.com.
The official WGIL forecast, partly sunny today and breezy with a high of 48. A chance of sprinkles or flurries this evening. Flurries after midnight, overnight low of 28.
Sunny tomorrow and a high of 40, low of 26 tomorrow night. And Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, sunny and a high of 42. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's sunny and 43 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Stats and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final score here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks lose a disappointing one to Minooka, 55-45. Again, they score the first 4 points of the game. Minooka scored the next 11 to take a 7-point lead, and the Silver Streaks were never in control of the game again after that. They got within one early in the third quarter. They trailed by eight at halftime, scored the first 7 points of quarter number three to get within one. And then Minooka slowly built the lead back up again. Got it up to seven late in the third quarter. And eventually got the lead back up to double digits here in the fourth quarter. And that's how it finished, 55-45. So very disappointing loss for the Silver Streaks, to say the least, Jim. Not so much, I think, in terms of losing a game, but just in the way this one was played out. There just didn't seem to be a lot of offensive flow. They were slow to come out from the gate, but, you know, that's not really an excuse. You could certainly expect the same kind of thing out of Minooka. I just thought the Indians outplayed the Streaks in every aspect of the game here today.
Yeah, that was one of the more painful games to watch. I mean, not that we lost, but just the way that it transpired.
Lost.
Oh, my gosh, it took forever to play that fourth quarter. Because all we did was foul Minooka. Foul, foul, foul. Of course, they play keep away. We only took three shots from the field. The rest of the time we spent watching them shoot free throws. When it all came down, we had two more field goals in the game than they did and still lost by 10. But, you know, last night's game was terrific from an energy standpoint. You know, we lost it by a point, but everybody left feeling really good about things. But now after this one, not so much. You lose a game by 10 to a team that's 500. And after last night's 41 points, tonight 45. So we're going to have to try and figure out where our offense is going to come from. And the man who's got the big task of that joins us right now.
Mike Reynolds joining us now to give us his thoughts after this game. A tough one as the Streaks lose by 10. Jim, let's turn it over to you. Find out what the coach has to say.
All right, well, Mike, we knew there would be times with the changes going on in this team where points are hard to come by, and certainly that was the case today.
Well, I mean, you're not going to win. I don't know what we shot, but it's got to be under 30% again, and you can't beat anybody that knows how to play doing that, and we've done that two nights in a row, and one of the worst losses I've had here. It's bad.
Really tough down the stretch, and the fact that you had to put them at the line, but I guess there really wasn't a whole lot of choice in that fourth quarter.
Well, they weren't trying to foul a lot, but, I mean, they spread it out and did some things, and weren't very good. You know, we got it to 1 point a couple times and 2 points a couple times in the third quarter. We didn't show enough leadership and toughness to get a stop and, you know, find our way out of it, and you know, it is what it is.
Defensively, we thought they were terrific. We thought they took us out of what we try to do maybe better than anyone has all year long. How do you work with the kids to make the adjustments? Because we know that's going to happen here during the rest of the year, that this is what teams are going to try to do to us.
Well, lack of execution, lack of screening, lack of toughness. You know, we'll go back. We're not going to go back to the drawing board. I mean, we got good stuff. We just got to execute it, and, you know, we got beat.
Well, and so much of our offense had been geared towards get it inside, kick it outside, but now without that three-point shooting potential, have you changed a lot of that structure?
Yeah, we've had to go back to running more sets instead of more of a freelance. And when you lose two All-State type players, that, you know, we had to make some adjustments. And we think we got really good players here still. For some reason, we didn't have enough energy and effort. You know, they seem like the more well-rested and more energetic team. I guess that three-hour bus ride must have gave them an extra sleep.
Did the kids kind of get out of the rhythm, I guess? Was it a matter of trying to make too many things happen there in the second half? We felt like a lot of times they were just sort of moving toward the basket and throwing up as opposed to really running a set so much.
Well, it's lack of discipline, and you know, our two guards that have played 32 minutes for 2 years have got to take it under their helm and make sure that doesn't happen.
Finally, between now and Gurney Warren tonight, tell them to get some rest and shake it off?
you know, I don't know what they did. Whatever they did between last night and today, I hope they don't do it again.
Mike, thanks. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Our thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds joining us here in the post game for his thoughts after a really bitter loss here today to Minooka, 55-45. Let's take a timeout. Take a look at the final stats when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Start off with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. I don't think there's any doubt about who we're going to go with if you were with us there in the fourth quarter looking at our candidates, but we got to the end and we never officially said it. Ethan Meager.
Yeah, there really weren't any other candidates. No. It was just an awful game. And again, you know, tip of the hat to Minooka. They're well coached. They are who we thought they were. You know, if you come out and just go through the motions and don't make any shots, you're going to lose. You know, they're going to beat you with defense and fundamentals and
right.
and free throws, and that's exactly what happened today. And so, the really tough part about this is, even if this would have happened last month, you'd have thought, all right, it was an anomaly. We've got too much firepower. That's not going to happen again. But with the way things are now, you get scared that may be the new norm going forward, at least from an offensive standpoint. It's just going to be hard for this team to score a lot of points.
Well, and what I fear, and I certainly don't want to happen, is for the kids to start doubting themselves. You know,
sure.
I mean, it's hard losing Grant Gibson and Joe Williams, but you don't want to just lose faith in everything that's been going on and start hanging your head and going, well, guess we're not going to be any good anymore, because Mike Reynolds still certainly believes in how good this team can be. And we saw last night how good they can be without those two kids. I just don't want them to forget how good they can be.
Sure. And that, you know, for as much as, you know, Mike and Steve and the rest of the staff will try and remind them of that, if you drop three or four games like this in this tournament, you know, that's exactly what will happen. I mean, it's just human nature. And so hopefully they'll be able to find some relaxation, some fun this afternoon. And if they spend any time with Mike, they're not going to have much fun this afternoon. You know, relax and hopefully come out here tonight and be able to get back on track.
Let's take a look at our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. What do the team numbers show, Jim?
Oh, the final team numbers had shooting percentages, as you might guess, not too awfully strong for the Silver Streaks. 34%. What were we, 33% last night? Yep. Silver Streaks at 18 out of 52 from the field. Minooka 16 of 37, 43%, and again, a lot of time at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Minooka, 31 to 28, and the turnovers, well, just like last night, Silver Streaks able to take better care of the ball than their opponent. Only 9 Galesburg turnovers, 16 for Minooka, but unable to take advantage of those opportunities that we had in this one. And I tell you what, Minooka defensively, I'm thinking back.
Yeah.
We got nothing easy.
I mean,
even times where we had maybe an avenue to the basket or something, they would close in and foul. It would not give us a layup.
And that's the point I was going to make. We created a turnover, but they didn't allow anything to come out of that turnover because of just defensively what they did.
Yeah, they would allow us to go to the free throw line, but that's not a good place for us right now.
Silver Streaks finished 6 of 12 from the free throw line. Minooka 19 of 30. 4 of 9 from three-point range for the Indians. Silver Streaks 3 of 16. Final individual scoring. Joe Butler leads all scorers with 21 for Minooka. No one else got in double figures. Johnny Butler had 9. Blake Parzich had 7. Kent Hudson, Larry Roberts, and Nick Clemens had 5. And Demetrius Mims only had 3, but it was a big 3 that he hit right before halftime. They put the Indians back up by 8 heading to the locker room. Silver Streaks put 3 players in double figures. Ethan Meeker leads the way with 16, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. Devin Ross with 12, and Kevontae Shaw had 11. And then a pretty significant drop-off after that. J.J. Range with 4, Cody Hawthorne 2. Again, no points for Eric Thompson for the second straight game, but he led the Streaks in rebounding with 8. Shaw also had 8 boards for the Silver Streaks. Take a final timeout in the postgame, and we'll wrap it up from John Thiel Gym after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Red,
blue,
red,
blue,
red,
blue,
red,
blue!
Boys, you're doing it all wrong, boys. You should think compromise.
Compromise?
Get your red and your blue, mix them together. You got yourself a purple WGIL button.
Wear a button, win some cash.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Compton Accounting and at Liberty Tax Service in Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com.
A few good folks had a dream, and so they recruited many more to make it happen.
Serve nutritious meals free to Knox County residents, regardless of background, situation, or ability to pay.
That's the mission of Knox Prairie Community Kitchen.
Over the last 4 years, thousands have come together to enjoy these dinners.
The produce used can be farmed and harvested in the multitudes with the purchase of a new tractor.
Help make this a reality and maybe find a gorgeous new playhouse in your backyard, courtesy of Western Illinois Builders Association.
Visit Galesburg.info. Keyword kitchen.
WGIL congratulates Kim Woodkirk of Galesburg, one of our first WGIL button winners and the recipient of $200. Congratulations, Kim, from WGIL.
Set the stage for the rest of the scene after a tough loss for the boys here today to Manuka, 55-45. Galesburg girls were winners over Peoria earlier today, 71-62. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson back on the air at 2:40 this afternoon, although we are behind schedule again timing-wise, so that's obviously a fluid start and a fluid situation. We'll see if he ended up actually being at 2:40, but the girls taking on Normal U-High. Tom and Eric will have the call when we get to that one this afternoon. Then the Galesburg boys will wrap up the day's action against Gurney Warren and former Silver Streak Ryan Weber, the head coach there. We'll have that one at 7:40 tonight, again, if everything's running on time for an 8 o'clock tip-off. Again, Manuka wins it here today, 55-45. Streaks have lost 2 in a row after their 17-0 start, and we'll try to get back on the right track tonight against Warren. Jim, we'll see you then.
Okay. Off to see Dwayne at the Pizza House down here.
Yep, take a little break here, and we'll be back with you tonight. And don't forget Silver Streaks girls coming up at 2:40 this afternoon. Good luck to Coach Evan Massey's team in what should be a terrific battle with the Pioneers of Normal U-High. 55-45, Manuka wins it. That's all for now from John Thiel Gymnasium. For Chris LeGros at the studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good afternoon from now.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.